We're in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel Sif Beis. The Rama says, "Ve'ein lehistaper ad lamed gimel ba'atzmo v'lo mi ba'erev." When we allow you to get haircuts on Lag BaOmer, that's only Lag BaOmer in the morning, but not the night before. Meaning, you have to wait until after Netzach Hama. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So that's why you're only allowed to do it in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah adds that there are some Achronim who say that you can get a haircut on Lag BaOmer at night already, and the Eliyahu Rabbah says that still, when it comes to getting married, so for sure you wouldn't be able to do it until the daytime. The Eliyahu Rabbah also points out that according to those who don't say Tachanun on Erev Lag BaOmer, it would seem that you would be allowed to get a haircut on Lag BaOmer at night already. However, the Shaar HaTzion points out that that's not our practice. Our practice is to not say Tachanun on Erev Lag BaOmer, but to still not get haircuts until the morning. If Lag BaOmer falls out on a Sunday, where the Rama says that you could get a haircut on Friday for Kavod Shabbos, or Shlomo Zalman Aruch says, only on Friday, but not Motzei Shabbos, because once you're not doing it for Kavod Shabbos, it's no longer going to be Mutter. As well, when it comes to singing and dancing on Lag BaOmer, Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch suggests that according to the Rama, the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva stopped dying on that day, and that's why we have some simcha, so then not only would you be allowed to get haircuts on Lag BaOmer, but you'd also be allowed to sing and dance on that day, even if you're still keeping Svira Nihugei Avelos after Lag BaOmer. Continues the Rama, Mihu Imchab Yom Rishon Noagin Listap Rivim Shishi L'chod Shabbos. As we said, if Lag BaOmer falls out on a Sunday, you'd be allowed to get a haircut already on Friday. Umi Shehu Baal Bris O Mal Bano Mutter Listap Rivim Svir L'chod Mila. If someone has a Bris Mila on that during Svirus HaOmer, so they would be allowed to get a haircut for the Bris, even during Svira. The Mishnah Berurah says even the day before, close to the evening, in order to prepare yourself for the Bris, would be permissible as well. You don't have to do it in the morning. Sif Gimel, Yesh Nogin Listap Rosh Chodesh Iyar V'Talos Hu B'Yadam. There are some people who have the minhag of getting a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but that's a mistake. The Mishnah Berurah explains, why is this a mistake? Because everyone agrees that there needs to be 33 days that you have the Nehugei Avelos, but there are different minhagim as to when those 33 days are. Some choose to start from the second day of Pesach and go until Lag BaOmer, and from Lag BaOmer on, there's no Nehugei Avelos. Some take off from the 49 days of the Omer, the first 16 days, meaning until the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and from then on, they go until Shavuos, and that's 33 days. So if you have someone who's keeping, who's Mekel on Lag BaOmer to get a haircut, and also on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so then they're not following either practice, and that's why it's considered to be a taos. The Rama says, "Mi b'harim mekomos noagin listaper Rosh Chodesh Iyar." There are some people who take haircuts until Rosh Chodesh. V'osan lo yisaper mi Lag BaOmer, but then they would have to stop from Lag BaOmer and on. But even for those people, they are allowed to take haircuts on Lag BaOmer itself, even if they're keeping from Rosh Chodesh until the end. But again, if you are keeping only until Lag BaOmer, so then you can't get a haircut until then. So you should make sure that in the community, each community has their minhag as to what they're doing, whether they're keeping from the beginning until Lag BaOmer, or from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until the end. The Mishnah Berurah brings up other practices, question of whether Shlosh Yismei Hagbala is included in not getting a haircut or not. And there's a bunch of different minhagim. Rav Moshe actually summarized that there are six different minhagim. There's the opinion of the Mechaber that you go all the way until the 34th of the Omer. There's opinion of the Rama that you go until the 33rd of the Omer. There's opinion of the Magen Avram who says that you go from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuos, excluding Lag BaOmer. There's the opinion of the Magen Avram who says that you go from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until the first day of Shlosh Yismei Hagbala. And then there's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Derech HaChaim to keep Avelos from after Isru Chag until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, except for the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and Lag BaOmer. And then there's an extra opinion brought in the Magen Avraham of doing Avelos from Pesach until Shavuos, except for Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Sivan. So there's a bunch of different different minhagim, and you should keep whatever the minhag of where you are is. However, if Moshe does point out that in a place where there's a mix of all different minhagim, because people came from different towns, you come to, he always says about Brooklyn or New York, where it's just a hodgepodge of different peoples, different minhagim, so then there's no issue of lotus go to do, and you would follow whatever your practice is and just do that, and there's no issue of following different minhagim. And Rav Moshe actually says you'd even be able to switch your minhag from year to year if you want, since it's a valid minhag in that area. If you have a practice, say the first set of Sfira, and you're invited to a wedding during the second set of Sfira, so Moshe says that you would be able to go to that wedding and dance at that wedding, because since the person is allowed to get married during that time, because his minhag allows for it, you could then dance at that wedding. That would be permissible. Would you be allowed to shave for that? So Moshe says, if you're going to be embarrassed to go without shaving, so then it would be mutter, but it's better for you either not to go or to go without shaving. As well, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you'd be allowed to give someone else a haircut, even if it's sphere for you, but not for them. But l'chachila, it's better not to do so.